Hello and welcome to the Roofers Project, coming from a very special location where we've been busy rehearsing for B-Movies Live. But more of that in an episode very soon. In the meantime, I am your host, Trevor Holland, and I am joined by my good friend, co-host, and king of cult cinema in Brisbane,
Christian Fletcher. Wow, Trevor, I believe we are celebrating a very special milestone that almost passed us by. Hard to believe.
It completely passed us by last year, so I think we're better off this year. Yep, the podcast is 2 years old.
I think we might have been so wrapped up in all some of the bad movies and recovering from that we've been watching for redeeming features. So that might be why we got a little bit lost this time. But look, I'm so proud, Trevor, and I'm sure you will be as well too, of what we've achieved with the Roofers Project. It's just been a fantastic experience for the last 2 years. And God, where has that time gone?
I know, I personally cannot believe it. But anyway, we will have a bit of a chat about the 2 year mark, and I'm going to have a bit of a look back at that previous 2 years and how we've changed over that time. And Christian, I understand that you have got a little bit about a very, very, a very worthy cause.
Definitely, well. And a couple of other things. So as always, we keep things with a lot of variety here on the Roofers Project. That's why our listeners have kept coming back over the last 2 years. And here's to many more, Trevor. And I suppose if I was to look back and say what my fondest Roofers Project memory would be, would have to be the fact. Look, I think it's just because more it's a guilty pleasure is the redeeming features section. I know it's taken on quite a life of its own, but amongst our nerd news, our cult movie discussions and I suppose our upcoming events and things like that, that's the one that stands out to me as being having just had so much fun. You know, who'd have thought that we would have been talking about and seeing as many bad movies that we have over the last 2 years. But there's just been so many other elements that have been enjoyable too. But that's the one that stands out for me.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, I'll do my own little bit about that and how I feel it's changed and maybe talk about redeeming features as well. And of course, if you listen right through to the end, we'll let you know about our next redeeming features movie, which is going to be interesting.
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, will the movie be redeemable, or will we be ready to poke our eyes out with a fork? I'm not too sure. So we will have more information about that soon.
Maybe even our ears with this particular movie.
Yes, I think so too. Not wanting to give too much away. Hopefully this is an enticement for people to listen. So I'll pass you over to Trevor now, who will take us off and kick us off with the podcast.
Absolutely. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Happy 2 year anniversary, The Roofers Project.
On the 13th of March 2014, something began that I wasn't really too sure if it would still be going on now. Yep, it's been 2 years since the very first Roofers Project podcast went live. It was a bit of a different beast to what we have now. The redeeming features section was still a long way away. We were very strict with the format, and Christian and myself were two people trying very hard, just a bit too hard, to create something entertaining and informative with just a little bit of self-promotion on the side. Right from the start, what we really wanted to do was to share what grabbed the attention and the interest of Christian and myself. It may have taken us a little while to realise that's what we were doing, but once we did, the whole process became more relaxed, and I think these podcasts started improving as a result of that. Of course, the biggest change from those days, it really has to be the redeeming features section. For those who are new, the redeeming features involves Christian and myself watching a very bad, poorly rated or controversial movie to see if we could find any redeeming features and maybe even redeem the movie itself. From its start, I just made a list of features, a practice that ceased not long after I forced out a list of redeeming features, in big air quotes, for the absolutely terrible movie Blood Rain. I felt really, really bad about that, and I really felt that I had done a disservice to anyone out there by trying to put together a list of reasons why that movie should be watched. It should not be watched. It is terrible. Never watch it. Not long after that, we evolved the redeeming features into a quick chat with Christian, and it gradually took up more and more of the fortnightly podcast. So last year, that's when we decided to make it its own entity, and the Roofers Project Redeeming Features cast was born. Of course, if you want to hear that very first episode of ours in all its over-edited glory, head to rufusproject.com and look up the launch episode. Be warned, it is so over-edited. I personally can't listen to it now, but hey, we've all got to start somewhere. Talking about things that we seem to have neglected over time that I still intend to bring back. The intention is there, even if the ability to do so isn't really there right now. But over on our YouTube channel, find the Rufus Project on YouTube, or there's links down below, there was even a launch trailer, which kind of inspired our little mutant turtle logo, inspired by the Japanese movie monster Gamera. Yeah, I'm still kind of proud of the trailer, so please, please check it out. And you know what? I would love to hear what your favorite things from the Rufus Project over the last 2 years has been. I'll give you all the contact details at the end of the podcast, but yep, I would love to hear what you love, what you haven't liked over the 2 years, and perhaps even what you would like to see more of going forward. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have been with us on the journey from that very first episode, thank you very, very much. If you're a newer listener, thank you as well. We appreciate each and every one of you. So, big cheers. Let's have a toast to 2 years of the Rufus Project, and hopefully many more to come. Yay! Happy birthday to us!
Christian Fletcher here. My gorgeous friend, singer-songwriter Avra Velis, who I've worked with in the past, has got a great cause at the moment called Chuck In Your Towel. She is supporting homelessness and is asking people to simply chuck in a towel. Head to your local Storage King and many other venues around Brisbane where you'll be able to take part in this great cause. And, of course, she's written a song, Chuck In Your Towel, which is catchy as hell. Have a listen, let it get caught in your ear, request it on the radio, check out Facebook and search Chuck In Your Towel, Y-A-Towel, and there'll be more information about this fantastic cause. And please listen to the song, you will not get it out of your head. Avra does many great things around Brisbane, and it's great to be supporting this fantastic cause. This is Christian Fletcher, and I'm excited to announce, finally, we have some more upcoming events. Launching on the 29th of April is Prison and Gangster Films at Boggo Road Jail. Now, this is a full immersive event, including night markets, jail art, ex-prisoner tours, and a screening of a classic film. In this case, movies such as the original Scarface, The Great Escape, Shawshank Redemption, and the Coen Brothers Miller's Crossing. Details will be available on my website for that. We're launching on the 20th of April, Cult Movie Nights at the Milk Factory in South Brisbane. The old Milk Factory has been converted into a bar and band space, and we're excited to be there once a month screening cult movies. Every second month will be comedy commentary cinema, which will involve a local comedian doing a comedic commentary over some really bad movies. We're really excited about that one. In terms of parties, the 90s video party is back on the 30th of April at New Globe Theatre. Tickets are $12 and you can bring a friend for free. Quite possibly one of the best events I've ever presented would be the John Waters 70th Birthday Movie Fest, which runs from the 16th to the 17th of April, kicking off at the Fox Hotel South Brisbane on the 16th of April with a 60s party and the 1988 film Hairspray. This will be followed as a separate event with a divine John Waters party, followed by a screening of the infamous 1972 cult classic Pink Flamingos, starring Divine. The festival will continue the next day on the 17th of April at New Farm Cinemas with Polyester from 1981. Now, this will be screened in Odorama, which is John Waters' own version of Smell-O-Vision. Our ticket price will include a scratch and sniff card to participate along with the movie. This will be followed by trivia in the foyer at New Farm Cinema from 6:30 p.m. Full details regarding this and my other upcoming events, visit www.christianfletcher.com. I look forward to seeing you in a venue real soon.
Thank Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together, and we would love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us super duper easily. You can send us an email to therufusproject@gmail.com. You can find The Rufus Project super duper easily on Facebook and Twitter. You can head to our homepage, rufusproject.com, and leave a comment below this very episode. We do make it easy for you. And if you're one of those who get us through iTunes, feel free to rate and review us on that service as well. That would be super. Be sure you have subscribed, because next week our Redeeming Features cast is coming up to date. We're actually watching a recent movie. How often does that happen? Not very often. Christian and I are checking out Gem and the Holograms from 2015. Here's a little taste of what we've subjected ourselves to.
Have you ever wanted a secret identity?
Come on, Jerrica! Sing one of your songs.
How do I look?
Oh my God.
You're internet famous. That's like the second best thing to being actually famous.
I'm Gem.
Gem, this is exactly the artist that Starlight has been looking for. With a little help, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, the internet sensation, Gem!
That's not what I remember from the 80s. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And of course, if you've got any thoughts on Gem and the Holograms, maybe some redeeming features of your own, send us a line to those previously mentioned contact methods to join in the discussion. Now, the moral of this episode of the podcast is, if we can make this podcast last 2 years and still keep going, we can do anything! Maybe. See you next time.